baby. Hey!
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the sports you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Since last night's program,
yes, sir.
I have flipped, I have flopped, I have bashed my head against the wall.
What happened? Because, that's what the blood's from?
Because I wished I would have thought about what I'm going to talk about today last night when we got the call regarding the comments to Ronda Rousey about hope she doesn't commit suicide.
Okay.
We're going to get to that momentarily.
Gotcha.
It's game seven, boys and girls.
It is playoff hockey. This is all the marbles right here.
The most exciting sporting event I have ever been to. Game seven, Stanley Cup Finals at the Ice Palace. I'm not a hockey
guy.
That was
a while ago.
You know me. I'm now, since I was just listening to Aerosmith, I'm so jaded. You know, I've been to everything, fortunately. I've enjoyed Super Bowls, All-Star Games,
been
World Series, Stanley Cup Finals, UFCs. What haven't I done?
Multiple times over.
So, yes, I am. Game 7 was unbelievable at the Ice Palace. And it's because it can change on a dime in hockey. You know, baseball,
easily.
Yeah, it can still change. But, you know, you're up 9-2 going into the fifth inning, game's over.
Chances are, yeah.
You know, pretty much. Yeah. You know, the Super Bowl back in 2002 was outstanding, but it was over.
The game was over for a while.
The game was over before Shania Twain sang at halftime.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals, phenomenal. In order for the Tampa Bay Lightning to get to the Stanley Cup Finals tonight at Madison Square Garden.
You have plot line after plot line, everything that goes into this game. Not only for the Bolts, but for the Rangers themselves. You have the makings of something that is really quite incredible. Again, it's going to, as I've continued to say, it's always going to come down to which goalie is going to be able to be more consistent. Lundqvist is a beast. Bishop has had his good moments. But again, the storylines, the playoff history for the Rangers, the elimination games when they go to... When they're at home at MSG, for the Lightning, being able to stay on this amazing streak that both Stamkos and Johnson had been on up to this point. Stamkos had four games in a row where he scored, didn't score in game six, so hopefully he'll be able to score again tonight. Johnson, a beast, 20 points this playoffs. Everything is going into...
Get it out. Don't get emotional.
Yeah, everything is going into this game. And no, I'm going to get emotional once I have the TV on and I'm yelling at the TV tonight. But
do you yell at the TV?
Every once in a while. Rarely, but sometimes I do. I think the last time I actually yelled at the TV, I was watching Barcelona play.
You know what I have found myself lately is laughing at the TV. You know, like there's certain shows...
Oh, yeah. Not at sports, but in just...
No, just the TV show. Gotcha. So, you know, I've been watching a lot of King of Queens. I tend to laugh at 2 in the morning. My wife's like, are you okay? Yeah, King of Queens is on. Please tell me,
in the morning.
Please tell me you watch King of Queens. Or you have watched
King of Queens. I have. I know about it. I have seen some episodes.
Phenomenal. King of Queens is awesome. All right, so I want to go off here in a second. I do want to throw out a big thank you to Flight Lines out there in Las Vegas. We're going to get Deanna on in 2 or 3 weeks, I believe, to talk about it. We're going to do a huge giveaway. We may do a live either show or call in July from Flight Lines, and you need to check them out on Google, on Twitter, online, whatever. Phenomenal. They hook you up. Yeah, and you zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, all the way through the canyons of, I don't even remember where it was, Bayou Canyon or something like that.
Hey, I was supposed to ask you, how was the barbecue out there?
It's the best barbecue in the world. If you ever get out there, Ed, if they ever shoot another episode of Dr. Phil in Las Vegas and you're there.
Hey, no.
No, I'm saying when you go back on, you need to go to Roll and Smoke.
I think this is probably the 26th consecutive show that you've mentioned barbecue in general, and probably 24 out of those 26 have been talking about Rolling Smoke.
Rolling Smoke is so good that we did not go Thursday night. I made a drastic mistake. We went somewhere else at 2 in the morning. We did go on Friday for dinner, late lunch, early dinner, and then we went on Saturday for breakfast.
So do you already have the sponsorship deal? Are you looking
working on
to, are you look,
working
okay,
on
you're looking to get it. Okay,
working
gotcha.
On working on it. All right, let me get into I was out at $1 yesterday for OTAs. Winston
coming
was
to
not
a close,
there.
Right?
It is. Winston was not there. He was out in California. But I want to get this off my chest. I changed my mind. I changed my opinion. Last night we had a call on Knockout Radio. The Brazilian fighter, how do you pronounce the name?
Betch. Correa.
Okay, who takes on Ronda Rousey in a couple months.
UFC 190.
Made a statement that she hopes Ronda Rousey does not commit suicide after the fight.
Yes.
Implying that she's going to win and then Ronda's going to be so upset. I did not know, I guess you guys did know, that Ronda Rousey's father committed suicide.
Correct. It has always been very mum about it. It's a very sensitive subject for her. However, she did do a one-time interview where she completely went through her entire life story and included that part, broke down tears. It was very tough for her to get through, but she said she was going to address it once, and that was it.
Jam into a little really? ABBA there, yeah. That's my ABBA opinion. I said last night to the caller that because supposedly she didn't know the history or whatever.
Correct.
Now it might be coming out that she did know. And here's my statement. Could be my last program, by the way. It'll be clean. Ed's already.
I was going to say, are the FCC going
to
get involved?
Ed's already running over to the board to get prepared.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, everything's going to be clean. But you know what's starting to really tick me off?
What's good?
Unwritten rules. Either it's a
There's
rule.
There's a lot of those, aren't there?
Either it's a rule and you can't.
Yeah.
Or leave me the hell alone.
Mm-hmm.
If there is bad blood between these two, why should, how do you say her name?
Betch.
I want to be careful that I don't say the other word that can get me in trouble. If Betch doesn't like Ronda Rousey, and Ronda Rousey's already made some statements about Betch as well.
Sure.
Why does she care? Her father committed suicide. You know what? That's not on me. That's on their family. That's on, and you know where I stand with suicide.
Yeah.
That's on the guy who went the easy way out, committed suicide, and now has left his family to deal with the fact that he committed suicide. It's not on Betch. It's not on anybody else that they have to walk a thin line. They got to walk on glass. I'm tired of it. It's not her problem. She doesn't like Ronda Rousey. Why does she have to be careful what she says to her or about her? That's right. She doesn't. It's an unwritten rule that if your dad commits suicide, you don't talk about it. Why?
That's a really good point.
It hit me late last night, and then I thought more about it this morning. And I'm like, can I go back in time? Because I want to talk about it on last night's show again.
Remember the saying,
sticks and stones may break my bones, but
sure.
Names will not. Why all of a sudden does everybody get up in such a roar because they don't like this word or they don't like that word?
And again, it's the unwritten rule, and it is the political correctness that we like to get all up in arms about in general, not even in this situation.
Unwritten rule.
But in general, the world is supposed to be a more accepting, understanding, kinder, gentler world, and it's not.
Well, hold on a second.
But people
I'm
like
gonna
to
jump in as you're talking, because you know, Ed knows, Lola knows, anybody who knows me, I'm not a kinder, gentler, whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, I just don't care. I'm going to go back in time, and since I know my mom and dad don't listen to this program, I can talk about something that happened way, way, way long time ago. And my dad was livid that I didn't defend and get in a fisticuffs when a certain word was used to me, okay, about me, gotcha, about my religion. Okay. My thing is, I don't care. I don't care about you. I don't care what you say about me. Why would I get in a fight over it? It means nothing.
Yeah.
Then I'm playing basketball in St. Pete.
Which, surprisingly enough, I agree with your way of thinking on that. That's
many years later, yeah. I'm playing basketball at, it's called Fossil Park, and I used to go up there nightly and play basketball. And I had a buddy of mine, and I hate when you say he's green, he's yellow, he's whatever. He was black.
Okay.
Okay. Very good friend of mine. Somebody called him the N-word. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he got mad at? He didn't get mad about being called the N-word. He got mad that you don't know me and you called me the N-word. He goes, if you knew me and you thought I was, then that's fine. But you don't know me. Why would you call me that? And he didn't care because he didn't even know the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Honestly, though, nowadays, what you're talking about, that is a higher level thinking. It really is. It's a higher
level. And you know I don't have a higher level thinking.
But, and that's just... There's no other way I can use to describe it. It is a higher level thinking. It's not necessarily about the word. It's the meaning behind everything. And if you don't let it get to you, if you don't feel that it has that same meaning, then it actually loses all its meaning, and you can move on and get through it.
Very similar, many years later, I go to an L.A. Dodger game. Mm-hmm. Brad Penny is pitching that night.
Okay.
What's the unwritten rule? When a pitcher pitches... On game day, the unwritten rule is you don't talk to the pitcher.
Got to let him do his thing.
Media doesn't go to him. Nobody's around him. Nothing. So I happen to be there. I'm in town. Brad's a good friend of mine. He's pitching. He calls me over.
Okay.
I'm like, dude, I'm not supposed to be over here. He goes, shut up and sit down. And we hung out. And we talked and whatever. Game time. I'm now in the press box. Media's giving me crap. You're not supposed to talk to him. It's an unwritten rule. Make it a written rule. Make it a written rule, and then I won't do it.
And this gets back to also sticking with baseball when I think it was A-Rod who ran across the pitcher's mound after he had grounded out, thrown out, and he ran across the pitcher's mound. And the pitcher got furious. I think this was in Oakland. And just, again, the whole unwritten rule of what you are supposed to do or allowed to do and not. And I think that was something that was brought up is, well, you know what? I either agree with him or disagree with him. The bottom line, it doesn't actually exist.
It's unwritten. So if you're a pitcher and you got pissed about that, handle it. The next time A-Rod comes up,
put one in his head.
Drill him in the earlobe.
Yeah.
You know, in the ear hole. It's an unwritten rule, which means it's not a rule. And so I'm okay with what's her name again?
Betch.
Because I keep on a caller to the other thing.
B-E-T-H-E.
All right, I'm on a row. I'm all over the place. We've thrown the phone numbers out. When we come back, the phone lines are open. Your buddy's on the line, so I know he wants to talk to you about do the Lightning have a chance and what about the Rays and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get to that. But right now we'll pay a bill or two. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cecil Fielder from Detroit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All aboard!
Where's John Robinson? That's his ringtone.
He's in Kentucky.
He is.
Actually.
Doing a lot of work. Speaking of Fergs, I went down there and grabbed lunch today. And you need to go down there and try the brand new French dip sandwich.
We were just talking about French dips last night.
Unbelievable. Huge. You cannot eat it. 866-TAN-1340. Phone lines lit up. Bunch of people online. How about intern John's back in town? This guy's like a master chief now. That's scary.
What?
I think he's just a high up, but okay. He's not a master chief yet. But
Master chief.
Before I go off on a couple other tangents, let's go to the phone lines. Devin, what's up, dude?
Randy, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, listen, I listened to y'all's show off of iTunes, so I was listening to the Thursday show today, actually. And you were talking about the Hall of Famers and how you felt Stephen Bonner shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
So my bit is, I think he should be. I mean, he was part of that big fight. If that fight doesn't happen, there's no more UFC. And I think there's guys that just have to go into the Hall of Fame, just pivotal moments in the UFC, and that's one of them. That's the biggest one out of any of them. You know, why would you say he doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame? I mean, I understand he's won the Bellator now, and yeah, he wasn't one of the greatest fighters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, him being in Bellator, he could be in Bellator, Strikeforce, Elite, it doesn't matter. I'll respond, but Wags, you're going ape over there, so God, you go first.
15-9. That's his pro MMA record.
I get it. I know. His record is not good by any means. But had it not been for that fight, there is no UFC. You guys aren't talking about it today. You know?
Well,
he's not going to Vegas watching these pay-per-views.
And now I'll give you my response to that. The fight deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if I'm going to buy that there'd be no MMA today. I mean, obviously, we don't know. I hate hypotheticals and what-ifs. Now that they've made the change, which I do like, the fight is in the Hall of Fame. Frank Trigg is one of my closest friends. Frank Trigg is not a Hall of Famer. That fight is a Hall of Fame fight. There's now a wing for certain fights. Frank Trigg, Matt Hughes is in it. Stephen Bonner versus Forrest Griffin, that fight should be in. There's guys in the Baseball Hall of Fame that have their shoes in there. They have their bat in there. Doesn't mean that guy is in the Hall of Fame. What they did with that bat or the shoes or whatever's in the hall. Stephen Bonner, who I know and I call a friend, is not a Hall of Famer. And what I think Hall of Fames have become are the Hall of Pretty Goods. Because if you're going to put HOF after a name like Hoist Gracie, like Matt Hughes, like BJ Penn, and then you put Stephen Bonner, and for that matter, Frank Trigg, it cheapens what HOF stands for.
But you're saying that because of his record.
I'm saying it, not just the record. I mean, but yeah, because he was just a mediocre, decent fighter that just happened to be in arguably the greatest MMA or definitely UFC fight. And so if you want to put that fight in, if we were to go back in time 3 or 4 years and Sufa made the decision that we're going to do these four wings, we're going to do, what are the four wings, Alex?
It's modern era, contributor, pioneers, and fight.
Okay. If they were to make that decision 3 years ago, I guarantee you Stephen Bonner would not be in the Hall of Fame. Stephen Bonner's fight would be in the Hall of Fame. If we were to go back in time.
Yeah. I hear, yes, the fight, yes. But I still disagree. I think he goes in regardless.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I see no way. And to be honest with you, Devin, to be honest with you, I believe Stephen Bonner might have even won that fight. But it doesn't change.
He didn't
have a Hall of Fame career. He didn't have a Hall of Fame fight.
No, he didn't. Right. Do you think Brock Lesnar at some point is going to be put in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
And why?
And Brock Lesnar deserves to be in the Hall of Fame over Stephen Bonner easily, but because of what he did.
But why? Like, what was so fantastic about his record?
What's his record? Pull it up real quick, Alex.
It is, I'm getting that right now. It's a lot of WWE stuff. He's 5-3.
Okay, 5-3, won the heavyweight title. What he accomplished is pretty impressive, what the guy did, whether you like him or not. And let's be honest, and I know you're an MMA guy, and a lot of the MMA world disliked Brock Lesnar when he came to the UFC. They thought it was...
I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame for sure.
My
point was just look at. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I'm saying when Brock Lesnar first came, most MMA people were like, "This is a joke. You know, he's a fake wrestler. He's going to get his butt kicked." Blah 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 blah. And then he went out and won the UFC heavyweight title. That's pretty impressive for a guy that really didn't have an MMA background. He has a lot of talent. Obviously, a big wrestler. But for him to walk in, be 5-3, win the heavyweight title, I think he does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And definitely in the Hall of Fame if guys like Stephen Bonner are in.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree 100%. The only reason I'm bringing that up is just he doesn't have a Hall of Fame record either.
Right.
But what he accomplished alone should put him in the Hall of Fame. And that's
absolutely.
And
I don't want to stay on this too long, so I'm going to throw this back to you.
I got you.
What has Stephen Bonner done to deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? He was in a very great competitive fight that helped set the road for the sport that we love, and he lost. So,
yeah, but it was the most pivotal fight for the entire company and for the sport, I think. Yeah, I mean, that's just my opinion. You know,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the fight was pivotal. And like I said, now that they've made the changes that they've made, which I'm all for, the fight is now in the Hall of Fame. Frank Trigg, Matt Hughes, that fight is in the Hall of Fame. We talked last night, Shogun Dan Henderson, that fight.
Yeah.
Those fighters may go in as well. But, hey, it gives us something to talk about for sure. All right, Devin, we appreciate the call. If you want to grab a phone line as well, 866-TAN-1340. If Rob is still there, throw the softball to Rob. Shh. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Randy, I was wondering if Wags is going to take me out to Ferg after the Rangers beat the Lightning tonight and what he thinks about University of Tampa baseball.
Did you guys make some kind of bet?
No, there was no agreement, previously made agreement or bet or anything like that. I think you'll have to be pulling me away from my party that I'm having at my house.
Well, I don't think he was implying tonight. I just think he said when the Rangers win. You know what? I'll tell you what I'll do, Rob. If the Rangers win, I will give you a gift certificate for 10 wings at Ferg's.
It's gone.
Okay.
But there you go, Rob.
There you go.
There you go.
You know what, Rob? You've been calling this program for so long. I will give you 10 free wings at Ferg's, whether the Lightning wins or the Rangers win.
There you go. That said, I think I don't know. This game is going to be hard for me to pick. For the record, just for the record.
Is this on the record or off the record or unwritten record?
No, this is going to be heard, written, seen, all of it. From the beginning, when we first found out it was going to be Bolts Rangers, I said that I wasn't sure the Bolts were going to win this series. I thought it was going to be a good series, a long series, but I wasn't sure if they were going to win. So that said,
real quick, I want to jump in.
Absolutely,
intern John, now Master Chief of I don't know where he's at anymore. I think he's in Virginia. Wants me to give the Air Force guy some crap.
What? Now you're going to start giving me crap?
I guess.
That's already on the daily.
And I think this is an unwritten rule that Navy gives the Air Force crap.
Well, the Air Force gives everybody else crap, too. So
I could go off on a half an hour on the three military branches and then the Air Force and Coast Guard. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Oh, I see what you did there. This game's going to be hard to pick. I honestly think it's going to be a close game, but as much as I don't want to say it, I think the Rangers do have the edge.
They have the home gym advantage.
They do, just like in Tough 21, ATT versus Black Zillions. Real quick, going back to the Brock Lesnar debate.
Mm-hmm. Devin, who just called in.
One thing that I was able to bring up regarding shoes and jerseys and bats, all that stuff that go into Hall of Fames, is RG3 a Hall of Famer?
No.
He has shoes and a jersey in Canton.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys.
So exactly going to your point.
Cadillac Williams has his shoes in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
He did, a great game, great whatever. He's not a Hall of Famer. There's bats, there's balls, there's helmets, there's pictures. There's a lot of things in Hall of Fames. And, you know, Devin's entitled to his opinion. You're
sure.
Not, Alex, but Devin is.
No, exactly.
You know, we know how it stands inside the studio. But, you know, to me, the Hall of Fame is supposed to be for the elites in any sport. I don't care what sport you're talking about. In swimming, you know, putting a mediocre guy in and then you put in Mark Spitz and Phelps, it kind of dampens it, doesn't it?
It dampens it?
It dampens it. You like that?
Talking about the swimming Hall of Fame?
Yep, it dampens it.
Wow.
Gets it a little wet.
That's pretty...
That was done on purpose. Give me
that's
something.
That's creative for you.
Thank you.
You're digging pretty deep on that one.
Thanks.
You had to dive deep for it. That said, we are at the bottom of the hour, so let's hit this next commercial break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
Mamma Mia, Broadway's smash hit musical, featuring 22 of ABBA's greatest hits. Mamma Mia, you already know you're gonna love it.
June 23rd through 28th at the Straz Center.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400-seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring. At Buccaneer Bay, Wickiwatchee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wikiwatchee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wickiwatchee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Matt Millen down in Tampa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I remember that song when I had a real job, a real paying job, a real 9-to-5 job, and you couldn't wait to hear that at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. What's the app that you're able to listen to not only our radio show but most radio shows? Not There's iTunes.
TuneIn.
TuneIn. Okay. Online iTunes and TuneIn Radio, right? Or is it just TuneIn? Is it TuneIn or TuneIn Radio?
I believe it's just TuneIn.
TuneIn app. All right. Because our military young man, who I wanted to coin, I wanted to trademark. He once made a comment, "I'm liking the Devil Rays."
Oh, TuneIn Radio app. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, my God.
That's my fault.
So you're going back to the intern. You and John are now slowly becoming on equal footing.
Whoa.
He outranks you. That sucks.
What?
That's bad. Trust me, that's bad. All right, now that I've pulled the show way, way down. Carlos Condit takes on Thiago Alves.
I think that's going to be a beating for both of them. I think Alves is obviously capable. I think Condon.
He's been out too long.
He's been out for a while. I understand that. I get that. But he is certainly capable of delivering some punishment.
Yeah, so he's the natural-born killer, of course.
Oh, nicknames, they are...
That means nothing.
I'm not the biggest fan of going into...
Headhunter.
What goes into a nickname. And it depends on what you're talking about. If it's something that anybody can just make up for themselves, then...
It's really not. I mean, to get a nickname, it really needs to be given to you. You know, our guest last night, and I can't, I believe I can't say the word, but he's the butt-kicking machine. Now, who gave him that? I'm sure after the first 5 or 10 butt-kickings he gave, and I stand corrected because Master Chiefs and, what was that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Men of Honor.
Is that what it is? He was the diver?
Yeah, he's a Master Chief.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Master Chief Sunday would be
Robert
very upset by me calling John Toomey a Master Chief or even a Chief. He is a petty officer, first class.
Get it right.
And that's still scary.
Get it right.
That is.
Next one's Chief.
Right.
Next one.
And then when you do a dive class and you lose your leg from bringing up a nuke, then you become a Master Chief.
That's what you have to do. So every single Master Chief has made a deep dive.
Did you ever see that movie?
That's an amazing movie.
You know,
I love that
movie. The funny, it's not funny. I'm sorry. Let me take it back. Before I got on my ship, the USS Barry, the Barry, which is the D.C. ship. It's not the shipyards. It's the D.C. headquarters.
Okay.
Up in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, in Baltimore. It's in Baltimore. You know NCIS?
Yeah.
All right. They film a lot of that stuff at that, whatever it's called.
Campus.
Base, campus, whatever. Campus. And the USS Barry is there. Now, they're taking it out, and they're bringing a new ship in. Before I got to the Barry, I'm being corrected because it's Pat Barry, not Pat Barry. Our XO was standing on the ship and lost his legs.
No way.
Lost them. The line just snapped like a twig. So very similar to what happened to Cuba Gooding Jr., or in the words of Chief Sunday, Cookie.
Cookie.
That is a good movie.
It really is.
I don't watch movies. I hate movies. I can't keep my... But that was a good movie. Master Chief Sunday! Okay, back to you.
Bucks.
I was out at OTAs.
Yeah.
You know, no Winston. I was going to be funny and make some comments, but you don't like nicknames. Everybody's all excited. I just saw something on Facebook. The team that can turn it around the quickest. What team that took last place has the best chance of winning their division? And people are like, the Bucks. You haven't seen anything yet. You still don't have a starting quarterback.
Prove it.
Pretty much right now, your starting quarterback is Glennon. Now, we all know that Winston's going
to
start.
Until it's proven otherwise.
Until it's taken.
Until you have to go with Glennon, yeah.
And it was...
That makes the most sense.
It was... Cuba Gooding Jr. was Carl Brashear. Is that right?
Yeah, Brashear.
But Brashear, wasn't that the same guy that was in Remember the Titans?
You always ask me, remember...
Strong's... You haven't seen that movie?
No, I've seen the movie, but I don't... I haven't...
Strong side, right side?
Left side.
Well,
left side,
there was
strong
a right,
side.
There was a right side, too. Well, do you know the other linebacker lives in the St. Pete area?
That I did know, yeah.
You didn't, because I probably told you.
Probably.
His wife worked at the bank where I used to have all my my accounts. And we would talk about... She gave me an autographed picture of the entire team.
Well,
you know, not the actors, but, you know, the real strong side, right side, left side.
Right.
Oh, boy! I'm going to... Nobody... We don't cut anybody from this team. But if you do it, you stand by your decision.
No? Yes, I know that line.
Okay.
Because you said it...
Enough. I may watch that movie again just because... Gary Brashear. Or Brashear?
No, I thought it was Brashear.
Brashear or Brashear?
IMDB.com.
No, you don't need to. We got people online that are doing it for us.
No, I understand that. But sometimes when other people are doing the research.
So back to the Buck just for a second.
Yes.
It's way too... It's OTAs. You're not in pads. You're walking through. Mike Evans tweaks his hamstring.
Chief Carl Brashear. Brashear.
And what was the Remember the Titans guy?
Remember the Titans.
Gary Brashear or Brashear?
Momentarily. Not in pads, OTAs. What can you tell about...
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not a big deal. It's early. They're all out there. Guys are out there. great. They're running through, you know, drills. They're running through things. You can't tell anything. Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa.
Bertier, B-E-R-T-I-E-R.
So Bertier and Brashear.
Yes.
Interesting.
There we go.
Put those two together. Put Bertier and Brashear together, and you have intern John.
Gotcha.
Who's on the line? Who are you liking today, John?
I'm liking the Bolts.
From your ears, from your mouth to God's ears.
What's going on, Randy?
Nada. What's up with you? Where are you running about? What military base are you doing top secret things at?
Naval Station Norfolk.
Hey, do me a favor. Let me know tomorrow. You know, put it on my Facebook page. Can you still smell that pig farm?
There's no pig farms near me.
Do me a favor and research it tonight and see if the pig farm's gone.
Okay, I'll look at it.
Back when I was in the military, I was stationed in Virginia Beach, which is right next to Norfolk, and right across the water was the world's largest pig farm, and we had to wake up to that stink every morning.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't have that. I live in my apartment's in Virginia Beach, so I'm in that area.
Well, then you would know. Either that or you're a heavy sleeper. So why are you liking the Bolts other than you're from Tampa Bay?
Well, of course, you know, we've done so well already. We've done good in Game 7 so far, especially with the Detroit series. But I am a little worried that we are in New York. Plus, I'm watching the game tonight with a bunch of Rangers fans up here anyway, so that kind of sucks.
So you're afraid you're going to get beat up?
No, because I know we're going to win, so I'm not worried about it.
Rangers are playing in their 7th Game 7 in their last 12 playoff series. They've won 6 of those Game 7s. Rangers are also the only team in NHL history to have played at least 4 Game 7s at home, winning each of them. And they've also won the last 10 games at Madison Square Garden when facing elimination.
Let me ask you both this, and let me ask anybody that's listening online, feel free to tweet, text, snap, chat. What's this new one, Periscope? Whatever that is, I need to figure that out. I'm sure you've heard the saying, too young, too dumb. Are the Lightning too young? And I don't want to say dumb, but it just rhymes with young. They don't understand. They don't realize. They're all, you know, great athletes. I know they have some, you know, older guys, but they're just going in and treating this like any other game. Is that possible, either one of you?
That's the best thing. Records are made to be broken, so all these things that he just rattled off, you know, hey, due to come to an end at some point, right?
What record, because I saw this on Facebook, and you're a perfect guy to ask, what record will never be broken? Is there one record that will never be broken, in your opinion? Okay, great radio.
I'm thinking. I had to think. I guess I'm going to say Pete Rose's hit.
I was going to say the same thing. The hit record, it's going to be real tough.
You both know me pretty well.
Yeah.
What do you think my response on Facebook was? Wilt Chamberlain's.
Oh, that 100?
No. The sex partners.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
That
you went there.
Yeah, I did. I did. Because that's a record that'll never be broken.
Fair enough.
I'm getting tweets, consecutive hits. What's the consecutive hits record?
56.
Okay. I didn't know if it was 56 or 54.
Yeah, 56 with DiMaggio.
All right.
No, it was Teddy Ballgame, Ted Williams. Oh, no, yeah, it was. It was DiMaggio.
Are you going to really try to compete against Mr. USA Baseball? He had to pass a test to be eligible to play for Team USA.
Oh, wow.
Pass a test. No, he's blowing smoke. I didn't have to pass the test.
See, while you're doing your military duty of fixing helicopters and stuff, Alex got to go play baseball.
I tried that when I first came in the Navy to play for the Navy baseball team, but they wanted me to fix helicopters more, so.
I kind of understand that feel. While I did try out and I did make the team, there's a little bit of pushback from leadership, but just saying.
Same here.
I understand. I know that feel, man.
All right, John. Thanks for the call, and thanks for keeping our country safe, or at least the helicopter.
Hey. Good talking to you, Randy. Take care.
All right, talk to you soon. Intern John used to intern on the Players Show.
I got to find him on Facebook now.
Went to, I can get it for you. went to middle
instant,
school.
Instant friends.
And elementary school with Lewis Murphy.
Gotcha. Okay. So same age.
Aha!
As...
The tie.
Yeah.
There's the
gotcha.
Tie. 866-1340. If you've got something on your mind, feel free to do it. If not, we're just going to shoot the crap here when we return because this is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
The Tampa Bay Lightning return to the ice tonight for Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final, taking on the Rangers at Madison Square Garden for the chance to punch a ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. Following a loss on Tuesday, the Bolts have refocused and prepared themselves for this do-or-die match. While there are nerves associated with any big game such as this, head coach John Cooper knows that there's nothing quite like a Game 7 and that his team is excited to get out there and prove themselves tonight.
We feel like we have a ton left in us, and to sit here and say we're in the conference final and we're going to get to play in a Game 7, I don't know, can't ask much more than that. And there's four teams playing and we're one of them, and we're really, really excited to get going tomorrow night.
Puck drop is slated for 8 o'clock p.m. with coverage beginning at 7:30 on Lightning Radio. With your Lightning update, I'm Samantha Wiemann.
It's win or go home. It's the Tampa Bay Lightning on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Don't miss tonight's game.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tom Arnold for the Best Dad Sports Show, period, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, three. All right, I got a question for you as we're slowly approaching the end of the program. What does LeBron James need to do to become, in your opinion, the greatest basketball player of all time? Is there anything he can do? Keeping in mind that you're young and you don't remember some older guys, Will Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Dr. J, you know,
I know
on and
some
on
of those guys. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I've heard of him. Lou Alcindor.
I would say, yeah, I think the only thing he can do is to get some more championships. That's really the only thing that, that there is to do left. How many does he have? He has three. And they were all with Miami. Two or three?
Yeah, it's all with Miami. It's two.
So, okay, he has two.
So, is it he has to win titles? I mean, that's not necessarily fair. I mean, look at who some people say is the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and some of them don't have championships. Dan Marino's in the Hall of Fame without championships. Does LeBron, by winning it this year, which I'm hoping he doesn't do, and I know Larry just flipped out on the chair because I'm a big LeBron guy. I like LeBron. I like LeBron makes players around him better.
I think that's one of the things you have to look at when, when trying to determine one of the best ever. He has to perform, but he also has to help everybody else perform as
well. If he wins the championship this year playing against a better team, in my opinion, minus the superstar that he's lost in Kevin Love, the rookie that's hurt, I mean, they're banged up.
Sure.
It's still going to be competitive. And, of course, if you've listened to this program before, you know that we're all rooting for Golden State because of Maurice Spates, who I guess was a spelling bee answer. Do you see that?
And
it was pretty funny.
And Scott Van Pelt completely botched it.
Well, of course. You guys know him, and you probably can't spell his name.
M-A-R-R-E-E-S-E.
Keep going.
I think. And Spates, S-P-E-I-G-H-T-S. I know that.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah. M-A-R-R-E-E-S-E.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yeah, got it.
S-P-E-I-G-H-T-S. Local guy in the finals. Hopefully, you know, he'll be fine and healthy enough to play in the finals. But it'll be the first time that I'm kind of rooting against LeBron James.
But I honestly think in this case, I understand what you're saying about the NFL quarterbacks, but we're not talking about NFL quarterbacks. We're talking about who LeBron is, quote-unquote, competing against to become the best in the history of the game. And I think where he is and what everybody else has done, the way for him to be named the best of all time at this point is titles. And I think it's going to be tough to do that in Cleveland.
See, I think that's hard and difficult to say when it's a team sport.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
LeBron can and by the way, I was just told you spelt Maurice Spates wrong.
I did?
That's what I just got a tweet about it. Spell it again.
I thought it was M-A-R-R-E-E-S-E.
Well, I believe that is right. I'm not sure that's what you spelled, but you know, the expert of this program just tweeted me and said you spelled it wrong.
I'm pretty sure that is the exact same thing I said just now. So,
and if either one of you guys, and I know that you and KO Sean KO Radio talk to Maurice on a regular basis, maybe it's time to change his picture on Wikipedia. Just saying. Seeing that he left Philadelphia, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, maybe deserves an update.
I think either use the Gator picture or the Golden State picture.
Yeah, then use the current one.
M-A-R-R-E-S-E. I believe he is wrong. But then again, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows how to spell. Oh, no. I'm being told that you spelled it M-A-R-R-E-S-E.
Absolutely not.
I thought you said double E.
I said double E.
Double E, double E.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough about Maurice Spates.
Anyway, yes, in my opinion, considering the nature of the discussion, he needs championships. Going to the Heat,
I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
Only because if he wins it this year, this is a guy that has now changed teams, been the ringleader, obviously, less talent on this team, you know, no Wade, no Bosch, and to come and win it the very next year, basically that says it is LeBron.
But oh, they made some other moves too.
They made some moves. I don't think
to get to this point.
I don't think this team's better than the guys they had in Miami. Now, granted, they're more named guys that we all know and recognize. You know, Wade, Bosch, like you said, Mike Miller.
Miami's an older team, too.
Chris Anderson.
They're not as Birdman. They're not as as young and spry anymore.
Sure.
So
sure.
They're also not quite the same players as the names that we know and expect from them.
Absolutely. I just think you have to give LeBron. I think you got to give LeBron credit in the fact that now he's returning to the championship again.
That, yeah,
he's now
just
changed
getting there in the
and
first
getting
place.
There is you know, it's a Buffalo Bill type of thing. The only difference is it's a different team. I think this gives LeBron James more credit of the dominant player that he is because he did change teams. If it's taking the same team, which pretty much is the same guys around you, he totally changed.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
Miami may be pushing forward without Wade. I guess contract negotiations have come to a screeching halt there, and he's even getting to the point where he's saying, I'm going to use my opt-out clause. So not even going through with the rest of his contract, which takes him through next year.
And yes, I'm being corrected. I do know that there's a player or two that came from Miami to Cleveland. But it's not the bulk. It's not the name guys. It's not guys that are out there on a regular, you know, superstar. And where's Dwayne going to go? Where's Wade going?
I'm sure there would be some team out there towards the bottom that would want to.
Not at the money he's looking for. He's either going to need to take less money or he needs to call it a
contract.
Well, a one-year contract for virtually no money. More money than you and I make, but not money that he is accustomed to making. And maybe he won't want to walk away and he's willing to do that. But that's a decision that he's going to have to make.
And he's already taken, in his last two contracts with Miami, he has taken price cuts. He's taken salary cuts.
And that's something that we can discuss in weeks coming up. Who owes who, where really nobody owes anybody. Dwayne Wade didn't need to take the pay cut, but now he's probably saying, hey, I helped you. I took less money. Now it's time for you to, you know, give back, you know, in kind.
Yeah.
Yet the team has already paid you how many millions? Your great-great-grandkids will never work because of the money that you made in Miami.
Won't need to, yeah. But then you look at the Tom Brady situation up in New England, and to me it seems like every other year he's taking another price cut. He keeps on renegotiating his contract, and this could be just the way I have interpreted what I've seen in the headlines, but it seems to me like he just keeps on doing the same thing, and that sort of sets that precedent.
A lot of times what the guys do when they renegotiate, just so you know, not all the time. You know, I'm not up on it all the time. But it's not that they necessarily renegotiate. They allow them to play with the numbers so that instead of them getting, and I'll just make numbers up, $10 million this year, they'll get instead of getting $20 million this year, they'll get $7 million this year, and then they'll spread out that money that they're owed this year for years down the road so that they have money to use now.
I get that part.
There's a big difference.
But in the end, they're still putting themselves in a position where, for whatever reason, if they don't make it to the end of that next contract that they sign, then that is money they won't get.
Sometimes it's...
Because not all of it's going to be guaranteed, depending on the sport.
I'm pretty sure if a guy like Tom Brady comes in and says, hey, I'm trying to help the team, I would assume, and we know what that means, you don't need to blah, 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 but it'll be guaranteed that I get it down the road. And when you're making that kind of money, whether you get $20 million today or $8 million today and $15 million next year, I don't think it's a big deal.
You may see that in New England with the Patriots. Is that something you see Miami doing with Dwayne Wade?
If they want to keep him. I'm not 100% sure they want to keep him.
Exactly.
So, there's a big difference. If you want to keep the guy, then you build that new contract and guarantee and do whatever. If you really want him to opt out, and it's about time. You know, there's a reason that you fans are called fans, and there's a reason that it's called a business. And everybody, it's time to move on. The uproar when Derek Brooks, you know, was let go. The uproar when John Lynch was traded. The team, it's a business. And if the Miami Heat believe it's time to move on without Dwayne Wade, then it's time to move on. And they're not going to offer him anything. And I think we're just about at that point.
Couple quick seconds.
Talk about your FIFA.
Because it's soccer, we'll only give it a couple seconds.
Yeah, all right, we're done.
Sepp Blatter was reelected as the president for the fifth year in a row.
But explain this to me. All these people are going to prison for $150 million bribes, and he just got reelected.
Well, first off, this election, it was a regularly scheduled election. So just so you people know, this election has nothing to do with the scandal. There is the scandal going on, and the bottom line is he wants to get it fixed.
Yeah, sure.
As far as I've seen, he is not necessarily connected to this round of corruption.
As of right now, he's not. All right, we are out of time. We will talk more about this next week. Have a great weekend and a lot of sports. Go Bolts. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wegs.
See everybody next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF.